During last night's meeting, the school board discussed some of the physical plant projects, and most of them are some of the annual, normal, replacing partial roofs, tiling, that sort of thing, kind of the constant updates always being done to the schools. But another thing that was discussed last night was the possibility of doing some security upgrades, something that you and the board and the administration have talked about in the past, and you got some more raw figures on that. What did you learn as you did some more research about how much some of these security things would cost?
Well, Aaron, I had worked with Strauss Security, which is the company that we've worked with to put the security cameras in our high school. There had been some interest expressed in having key card entries for all of our buildings, and then after a specific time of day, for example, after the students are in school, having the main entry locked and having a what you might call a buzz-in system where there's a camera and people can be seen by someone at the office and then buzzed into the building. So I asked for some information on that as well. And I was really expecting that system or those systems to be quite expensive. But the quote from Strauss Security was only $5,500 per building. So that's something that we're going to discuss further. I know that the building principals and a lot of our employees are very interested in the system. And it's kind of a key fob that you run over an eye and it lets you in the building. And there are a lot of options that come with the system, of course. But the board would like to know more about it, so I've tried to set a time for the representative from Strauss to come and share information with the board, and I think it's something they're interested in moving forward with. Of course, there are other, not only security, but general upkeep things that we need to take care of. Some of the doors that you can just open by yanking need to be replaced. Like you said, there's the almost annual improvements or upkeep things that need to be taken care of. Parking lot repair, sidewalk repair, roof repair, and of course one of the bigger things that we'll address this summer too is the new cooling tower at the high school. So it's just one of those things that when you have a lot of property and you have a lot of facilities for kids, there's always something that needs to be taken care of, and that's why it's so important for us and for other schools to have the physical plant equipment levies that we have.
At the end of the meeting last night, we moved on to one of the bigger pieces of the property that you guys will be finishing up here this summer, the auditorium, and you allowed us in the media and the school board to give us a tour of what it looked like on the inside, and we'll have some pictures up of that at knicareless.com soon. But we talk about it every month, it seems, but it all seems to be moving along quite well still.
Yeah, Aaron, it's interesting. I think when we talk, it's hard to explain, I guess, the changes that are occurring inside the building. I think people can see more change now because they've started putting the brick on the exterior of the building where before it was concrete block. But I go in there so frequently that sometimes I don't notice the change. For most of our board members, it was the first time inside the construction, and boy, they're just thrilled. Almost in awe, I guess, of what this building is going to look like. Unfortunately, for the past several weeks, there's been scaffolding in the main auditorium, so they really can't get the full picture of what, you know, the vast space in that auditorium is going to be. But in a couple more weeks, I think they'll be done working on the upper levels of the auditorium, and then we're going to start seeing more and more finished work. And I think the auditorium's still scheduled to be done around mid-July, so we got to start thinking about how we're going to have an open house for the public and some of the events that we want to host. So it's really exciting, and I think it's going to be a great, great addition for not only the school, but the community as well. I think it's something that everybody's going to be proud of.
At the beginning of last night's meeting, Kelsey Willardson, a high school student, was talking about the FCCLA project that she and two other students are taking to the FCCLA National Convention in Nashville. And it's a really interesting project, a fundraiser, and it shows different ways that Knoxville students have gotten involved in different programs and the successes that they have.
Yeah, I think Kelsey did a wonderful job of presenting kind of her history with attending a camp in Boone where I think she said it was diabetes camp, and then her efforts to raise funds to send children from Knoxville to other camps in Boone. And FCCLA, Kelsey and her partners made a presentation. They've presented this at a district and state competition and were one of two presentations from Iowa to be selected to go to the National Convention in Nashville this July. As you listened to her presentation last night, I mean, I was really impressed with the way that she went through the presentation and shared the information with the board. So something we, again, very proud of, and wish the best for her and her partners when they go to Nashville this summer.
Before we talk next, there will actually be a technology fair upcoming too. I believe that's Wednesday, May 8th.
Yeah, Wednesday, May 8th. All of our buildings are going to be open from 4:30 to 7 o'clock. And we want to share with the public what our students and our teachers are doing with technology, as well as what our students are doing in the fine arts. We really want the community to come out to this. Like I said, all of our buildings will be open. There will be presentations by elementary students, elementary teachers, high school students and teachers at the middle school as well. This is not just for parents and grandparents. We want our whole community to come to this event because really it's an attempt to show our appreciation for the support that our community has given us by providing the technology that our students need, by providing the opportunities in the fine arts for our kids too. So yes, May 8th from 4:30 to 7 in all the buildings. Encourage people to come out to that. I think they'll enjoy themselves.
I'm sure we'll talk more about that as it gets closer. Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, just heading toward the end of the school year, and it'd be nice to have some spring weather before we get into the summer, but lots and lots of activities going on. I know that there are many school activities, and our students are also involved in a lot of community activities too, but I know there are a lot of dance recitals, Little League baseball and softball is going on, so real busy time, and that's good for kids. It's nice to see them active.